This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC's Faculty Association is hosting a meeting as the group tries to talk a little bit more about SIUC's campus restructuring proposal. The president of the union is Dave Johnson. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
There is a meeting. It's coming up later this afternoon, 5 o'clock here on Monday the 8th at the Brown Auditorium. That's in Parkinson on campus. We know that some of the proposals for the restructuring have been approved. They've been forwarded on to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Some of them have not, and some of them still have some pretty strong opposition. Where do things stand in your mind?
Well, right now we're at an inflection point in this process where the administration has decided to go ahead and forward some plans that faculty have voted to oppose. Faculty in their individual units and faculty in the Faculty Senate and Grad Council, the elected bodies that represent all faculty. So we're at a new, they've crossed a line, as it were. We're in a new phase, and it's highly unusual for an administration to move forward with something when the Faculty Senate and Graduate Council say no. And we decided to hold this meeting to allow people who are being directly affected by these moves by the administration to share what's going on, to share their concerns, to inform other people who may soon be in the same situation if things keep going the way they're going, and perhaps to amplify their views if there is a consensus view about what's going on, so that the wider community hears, and so that the decision makers ultimately hear what the concerns of the campus are.
And the proposals that you'll be specifically talking about this afternoon, but this isn't limited to that conversation, are the proposed School of Education, the proposed School of Analytics, Finance, and Economics, and then, as I understand it, the School of Agriculture, is that correct?
Yeah, those are the three that faculty have voted against and that the campus administration has decided to move forward despite those votes. And so we're hoping to have people from all of those areas to speak to us about their specific concerns about these plans, and to give them have a open meeting, so there'll be the time for comments, and to see what are the concerns and how can we best make sure that these concerns are given a fair hearing by the decision makers, by the interim president, and by the board should it choose to weigh in, and ultimately by the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
I know that each one of these is kind of its own living, breathing thing, but is there a common opposition to all of this? Is there one thing that if we could change that, they might be a little more palatable?
Well, each case is different, but I think a lot of faculty across campus have had questions about whether it makes sense to merge together units that have worked well as individual units. Faculty tend to identify with their disciplines. They identify as economists, for example, rather than as something broader than that. They identify as being someone who works on horticulture rather than forestry. And they think that the organizational principle of the university ought to reflect the disciplinary structure of their fields. And that is sort of the most general issue, I think, that people have raised concerns about. I think it's a little hard for people who don't live in universities to understand why this all matters. I mean, one analogy might be if your local hospital decided that the administration of the hospital said we're gonna merge our cardiology and pulmonology units, and our heart doctors and lung doctors are gonna work together. We think this is gonna be more efficient. We think there's gonna be a better care for patients. And the heart doctors and the lung doctors say no. They say you don't want heart doctors working on lungs. You don't want lung doctors working on hearts. Do you go to that hospital? I'd have second thoughts, right, if the administration of that hospital decided they were going to impose that, despite the view of the experts in the fields. And that, I think, is, it's an analogy. Like most analogies, it's imperfect, but it sheds some light on what's going on at SIU right now and why people are concerned about it.
And you can get more information on this at this open meeting on the restructuring. It's coming up today from 5 to 6:30 in the Brown Auditorium. That's Parkinson 124 on the old part of campus, the old main area of campus. There was a lot of talk, and Dave, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but there was a lot of talk about the elimination of department chairs and organizational structure. Is that still a concern for the Faculty Association?
Yeah, it is, because one of the things that's going on is that in the past, in most parts of the campus, faculty elected a leader that then had to be approved by the administration, and this person was normally a department chair. And that person really had a unique role as being kind of half in the faculty world, half in the administration world. And they were able to, you know, help the two sides work together better. They represented faculty, but they were also had the endorsement of the administration. The administration is shifting to a more top-down kind of approach where they will simply appoint people. And, you know, those people are going to have a harder job working with faculty because they don't have the imprimatur of faculty support. They haven't been endorsed by the faculty. And so your first boss is going to be somebody you had no say in. And that is something that faculty are not terribly comfortable with.
If you'd like to get more information, if you'd like to express your opinion, you can come out to the SIUC Faculty Association meeting on campus restructuring. Once again, it's today from 5 to 6:30 in Parkinson 124 at SIUC. Dave Johnson, thanks so much.
Thank you.